Good morning. Today, our readings put on vivid display God's beautiful and passionate love for us. I think oftentimes we kind of misunderstand the two parables before the very long parable of the two sons, where Jesus talks about the shepherd who has 100 sheep, 90, one goes missing, he leaves the 99, and he says, wouldn't all of you leave the 99 in order to go after that one? And the answer is, no, of course not. Why would I leave the 99? The woman who loses a penny and then sweeps her house upside and down to find it, and then in almost a comedic way has this great feast and celebration once she finds it. Everyone listening thinks she's crazy. And that's the point. God's love isn't calculated. God's love is totally free. But I think the rest of the readings also pose a very real question. Sure, this is the objective truth. God has a passionate love for me, a love that is uncalculated, totally free. But do I believe it? And that's the parable of the two sons. Two sons who are working out of a misunderstanding of the Father. Modern psychology has given us a great wealth of knowledge. And one thing in particular that it revealed to us is there is so much beneath the surface that motivates our actions. There's so much beneath the surface that gives us the why for what we do. The subconscious of our being. There's so much that's underneath these ways of perceiving that influence and really motivate our everyday life. And so what modern psychology invites us to do is stop just peering onto the surface, but go into the subconscious. Go beneath the surface. To begin to realize what are these motivating kind of perceptions of life that drive how I act. And I think the readings today give us two kind of spiritual, psychological, subconscious realities. The first brother, the way that he operates and responds to the Father is that he's constantly hiding. Sure, he runs away in order to have a life of pleasure and wealth and to have all these delights, but beneath the surface, he's one who is running away. He hides from the Father. Remember in Genesis, Adam and Eve, what is their first impulse once they sin? To hide. Now that same impulse marks the human condition up and down the ages forever. That there's something in us because of guilt, of shame, of a misconception of who God is, that he's in competition with me. He doesn't want me to be happy. He's going to fight against my desires. He's always going to kind of wait until I mess up and then shame me. For some reason, there's something within the human condition that hides from God. How do we do it? We stay busy with a billion different things all the time. We get on our iPhone and we just scroll endlessly for endless hours. We go out shopping night and day to get new and sparkling material wealth, constantly preoccupied by this ethereal world, this world that will pass. Because we don't want to face him. That's the first son, the son who hides. What about the second? The second son who says to the father, all these years, I served you. It's the telltale sign of his motivation. He seeks control. I want to manipulate and fabricate this relationship with my father. I distrust it. And so if I'm in control of it, by buying my love, buying my worth, making sure I do everything to the T, working out in the field, serving him night and day, I'm in control then of his love for me, and I can make sure that he loves me. See, I think all of us fall into either one of these camps, both of these camps at the same time, or throughout one day are flip-flopping back and forth. That there's a part of us that hides from God, afraid of him, and there's another part of us that distrusts him and so seeks to control him. How do we do this? Lord, I'm going to pray a million different rosaries night and day, and then you're going to give me my spouse. I'm going to start living my life very religiously, virtuously, so that I finally find that job that I've been seeking. What are we doing there? Buying God's approval. Trying to seek to manipulate and control this relationship. Think about any dating relationship when you try to buy someone's love. How well does that go for them? I'm going to say the right things, put myself in the right place so they see me, right? Constantly manipulating, contriving in order to win over the other. At the end of the day, that person never really feels that they are loved. Why? Because they fought for it. They manipulated it and tried to buy it. So what's the final third way? What's the way that God invites us into in this parable? If God loves us freely, passionately, in a way that's completely uncalculated, all God asks is to surrender to it. You can't manipulate or buy God. He's too powerful. You can't ever hide or run away from God. He's ever present to every single one of us. All we can finally do is surrender to him. In a beautiful, simple trust, surrender that his love is actually that faithful and real. That I don't have to be worried about the next thing. I don't have to anxiously fight for the fulfillment of my desires. I can trust that he will provide. As you come before the Blessed Sacrament, I invite you to go into your own subconscious. Enter into your own heart on a deeper level and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what is the preconceived idea that you operate out of. Where in your life are you hiding from God? Where in your life are you trying to control God? And maybe in the smallest way that you can do today, simply surrender that part of you to him.